Bank of America just came out with no money down, no PMI, and no credit check. What in the world are they thinking? That's what we're going to find out next. Well, I've gone over basically as much information as Bank of America has provided us so far, and that's what I'm going to present to you today. But after the video, what I want you guys to decide, I'm not going to decide on your behalf, is this a viable source to allow me, you know, my first-time homebuyer to get into a property or first-time investor to get into a property, or this is just a lot of BS and smoke screens out there from Bank of America to maybe just get some good PR? I don't know. That's what we're going to talk about. So what I want to go over is, does this program actually help make housing more affordable? Isn't that what the goal of today's, you know, world is? Helping make housing more affordable so you don't have to continue to rent and see your rent go up 10 or 15% every year. Well, the answer to this so far that I've reviewed everything is no. And here's why. Your first instinct is going to be saying, Dan, there's no closing costs and there's no money down. So that's going to help me substantially. Well, let's break those two down. The first piece of this puzzle is, well, there's no money down. Let's focus on that at first. So in a normal transaction, somebody buys a property and they put down 5, 10, maybe 20% down on the house. That drives down their loan balance. And that's what's factored into your mortgage payment. So what's part of your mortgage payment? Basically, it's the loan amount, the interest rate, your taxes, your homeowner's insurance, and PMI if you didn't put down 20%. Well, if you didn't put any money down, you have a much higher loan amount than you would if you put money down. So your mortgage payment, when it all works out, it's probably going to be the same as somebody putting down maybe 5, 10%. So that's not going to help on that front either. Okay, so far, I don't see any benefits yet. Okay, but it's going to help a lot of people in specific areas. Maybe. So now let's focus in on who qualifies. So the first thing we know that they put in the publicity is no credit scores. So there's no minimum credit score. Well, first off, why? Okay. Most people do have a credit score. Okay. It might not be what's needed to qualify. Remember that piece of the puzzle. Okay. So what caused the 2008 crash? Okay. It was basically shoddy underwriting, which credit scores were out the window at that time, and everybody and their mother needed to qualify for a loan, and 100% financing. Doesn't Bank of America's new program kind of sound deja vu of that? Okay, so that's my take on that piece of the puzzle. So based on the information they provided us so far, do you qualify? So far, all we know is there's no minimum credit score required, and you need to be a part of one of the five cities that are incorporated in this pilot program, and that is Charlotte, Dallas, Detroit, LA, and Miami. So if you're looking to qualify for this program, the one big caveat here is there's no minimum credit score. Well, the first thing I think of that is predatory lending. Okay, so when I think of that, I also think of Bank of America. Why? Well, let's go through some of their track history on a lot of this stuff. The first thing we come to is Bank of America / Countrywide to pay $335 million for predatory lending practices against who? African-Americans and Latino borrowers. The next piece we have is Bank of America settles a $16.65 billion, that's with a B, settlement for financial fraud lending. The next one we go to is Bank of America reaches $75 million settlement over excessive fees. So when I think of Bank of America, I don't think normally they're in the market to help me. So that's the first piece of this puzzle I want to say. The next piece of this is there's no minimum credit score required. So how are they going to be accountable for those that they turn down? Okay, so normally why credit scores were created in this first place was for predatory lending. They wanted to make sure there's no redlining in place and so forth. So they actually put a credit score in place saying if you hit this minimum credit score, you should be able to qualify. Well, if you take that out of the equation, how are they going to judge who they're going to approve and who they're not going to approve? And then are they going to have possibly redlining rules? Because if there's no minimum credit score required, how can they go in and say, well, we turned down this person because of credit? Okay, credit scores were originated and basically came into being to protect us against predatory lending and to protect us against redlining and to protect us from basically racism, to take away your race when it comes to applying for a mortgage. So that's where I kind of have caution there. But the next piece of the puzzle is no money down. you know, and all this other stuff. Well, what's the rate going to be? And here's why I ask that question, me as a mortgage advisor, because I know probably 99 out of 100 different down payment assistance programs or grants to help people with their down payment come with excessive fees and a higher rate. In Bank of America's program, they're saying there's no fees. So what's that rate going to be? Because normally on a down payment assistance program, rates are about 0.5% or 0.1% higher than where normal mortgage rates are. So what are the mortgage rates going to be for this particular program? And then the other piece of the puzzle is, how are they going to deem that the person is able to, I'll say it in this way, repay the loan? Okay, what caused the crash in 2008? It was subprime mortgages. And if you want to find out more about those videos, please check out the description down below, and I'll post a video right here going over what caused the 2008 crash. After you watch that video, you're going to realize, man, this is actually deja vu of 2008 all over again. So those are my concerns when it comes to the Bank of America program. But I'm not discouraging you from checking into that program. But what I would ask you to do is this, and I ask this from most of our clients. After you get a quote, please send those quotes to us. I'll review that absolutely for free for you. We can do it on a Zoom call. We can do it on a conference call. And we can go over the numbers and your loan approval to make sure it's a valid approval and it's putting you into a mortgage program that's right for you and your family. So I hope you find my video informative. If you do, all I ask you to do, give me a thumbs up, subscribe down below, hit the bell every time I post a video. You get an alert. So to find out more about me and my team, all you need to do is go to therateupdate.com or check us out on the podcast. Any podcast that you use, just go in there and search Dan Frio, The Mortgage Update. And I hope you find those as informative as you do as my YouTube channel. So God bless, guys. Thanks for watching. Look forward to seeing you soon. Bye-bye.